All right, it is time for our Monday morning interview with NSUF
Academics.
Thank you, Brendan. That's Brendan. I'm Michi. We are Rise and Shine. We actually have a couple of individuals that are going to be talking about the Rookie Bridge Camp coming up. First is going to be Jessica Lear, who is the Transitions Coordinator, along with Abby Savage, Josie Hodson, and Abigail Mueller. Good morning, ladies. How are we?
We're good. Thank you for asking.
Of course. And first question is because I've actually never attended it, so I'm very sorry. What is Rookie Bridge Camp?
RBC is a two-day orientation camp. It happens the week before Welcome Week. You can pick between two camps. They're both the same. But day one, you come, you get put into a color group, you get to meet a bunch of upperclassmen who are volunteers, while also meeting incoming freshmen. It's just a great way to get your foot in the door at NSU. You meet a lot of people, like I said, upperclassmen and incoming freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then day two, you get to choose between down the town or down the river. Down the town, we'll go eat a yummy meal, and then they can choose between pottery painting or bowling.
Nice.
Yes, and then down the river, we just go float the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the more popular pick?
Day on the river.
Okay, 100%. I was wondering.
The day on the river definitely seems like it would be more of like a team building exercise, because
yeah.
I've been on the river a couple of times with some friends, and there's fallen trees in the river, and someone loses a shoe, and then all of a sudden you're swimming and paddling or grabbing a paddle that someone's dropped.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't want to be too off topic. One thing I really loved about Rookie Bridge Camp, though, is I think that going to college is a big, like, you're going to grow up, get ready for all these responsibilities. And there's something about Rookie Bridge Camp that reminds me of going to Vacation Bible School, mm-hmm. where you're just kind of put in a safe place to meet people, make friends, and then the school stuff will come right around the corner. I mean, it's right there.
2 weeks or so, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why do you guys recommend signing up early?
So the major benefit about signing up early is you're going to meet so many people, like she was saying, but what's going to happen is you're going to go into college, like he was saying, it's fun. And you're not nervous. It's the weirdest thing. You get put in this atmosphere that puts you in such a comfortable position where you get to be weird, you get to be funny, you get to be whatever you want to be. That's what's so great about it. So coming early gives you that opportunity to get ahead. When you walk in a room and you know people, that automatically puts you ahead. You feel comfortable, confident, and safe in the place that you're in. So coming early gives you that. And it's fun. Everyone loves fun.
For some parents, they're going to be like, why do I want to get rid of my kid a few weeks early for summer? And this also costs me money. Tell me why I'm signing up my kid.
So the biggest thing for parents is that we move your student in for you, and your student gets to move in early. And so having that extra time for your student to set up their dorm, get comfortable in their dorm before classes start, it makes it their life so much easier. But ultimately for the parents, we move your student in for you. Our volunteers will move every single piece, like every single item you have up to their dorm.
Abby, you answered that question perfectly. Will you say it one more time for those people that weren't listening?
We move you in for you. You do not have to carry your mini fridge up those stairs.
Oh, and I needed that back whenever I was a freshman coming in.
I've heard about vanities. Like, I don't want to carry any of that stuff. Those are not that tight. They're tiny stairways. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, they are. You need a couple of... I'm sorry. It just reminded me of Ross and Friends whenever they're pulling up the couch.
Pivot!
Exactly, and he's going, pivot!
Yes. I never know what you're referencing. This is wonderful.
But if for registration purposes, where can they go to go and sign up?
Yeah, I think there's a few places that they can go sign up. So they can either sign up on our Go NSU website and type in RBC in the search bar, or they can find our Instagram, and the registration link is in our bio. It's NSURBC, mm-hmm. right, on Instagram. So it's in the bio, pretty easy to fill out. If you have questions about the form, you can always just DM us on Instagram or call us from our NSU number on the website. But yeah.
And hopefully they'll see you there, right?
Yeah, they'll see us there.
Yes.
Exactly.
We're excited to see new faces on campus and see new freshmen. We've just been anticipating this all summer.
Exactly. And seeing them in green coming up soon. Woo-hoo. All right. This was our academics interview with NSU, the ladies from the Rookie Bridge Camp, of course. And we're going to go back to the music here on
Lakes Country 102.1.